You are listening to the High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jax Leon, and I'm in the studio with Liz Busa. How are you doing today?
Just great.
And you are the Bear Grease Cub Run coordinator, am I correct?
Yes, you're right.
So how do you get involved with the Bear Grease Cub Run?
Well, I had huskies years ago as a kid and raised a daughter who was very much into sled dog racing. And still is, and my two granddaughters now are involved in sled dog racing, so it's kind of been a family sport for quite a long, long time. And I enjoy seeing the kids out there with their dogs, having a good time, and getting to know other little mushers with the love of dogs and snow and outdoor adventures. So it's just fun to be out there.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a very unique hobby, and luckily we have a lot of people into that in the North Shore. So did you
Definitely.
Originally from the North Shore?
No, originally from the East Coast. So I started out racing as a teenager in the New England Sled Dog Club. And then coming to Minnesota, I got involved in races with North Star Sled Dog. And, of course, there's quite a history of sled dog racing in Minnesota. And my daughter wasn't content with the short sprint races. She started with the distance races and did her first Bear Grease as a 14-year-old.
And how long have you been volunteering then?
Over a decade, 15 years of Bear Grease volunteer.
So it's been a while then.
It has been.
But I'm sure it's very fun to volunteer for Bear Grease.
It is.
We'll get into volunteering later on, but what is the Cub Run then for people who have never heard of it?
Well, there are several dog sled races in the Bear Grease, but the Cub Run is the shortest by far. We run about a mile and a half, 2 miles. It's for kids 14 and under. And our youngest musher this year will be a 3-year-old. He'll have a parent along to help him with his sled. It's just an introduction to dog sled races. For kids who aren't ready to do a 30-mile junior race, this is a way to get out and have some fun with their dog teams.
And I know with the actual Bear Grease run, there's a lot of financial stuff that goes into having so many dogs and feeding them and having, 12, 15 dogs. How many dogs do you have to be in the Cub Run?
You can run with one or two dogs in the Cub Run. If they're very small teams, some of these kids are from mushing families, so they do have a kennel of dogs at home. But there are some children coming with their single pet dog to run this race. They've been practicing, so they should do just fine.
And you don't have any sort of specification on what breed of dog it has to be, or is it just any dog that can
any
pull?
Dog can do a run this short. Quick. It's a mile and a half. They'll be out on the trail 6 or 8 minutes. It's flat, open field. For spectators, that's great because you can see the whole thing. But any dog that's capable of pulling and running and having a good time doing it is fine.
So then where does it start and end?
We're going to be up at the Silver Creek Town Hall. And so you can find that by heading from Two Harbors, a few miles north on 61, or east. I got to watch my directions here. And then turn on County Road 3, go about 5 miles, and the Silver Creek Town Hall will be on your left.
And it's just within that area?
Yes. We have to be able to watch, actually, if someone's a little chilly, because it is going to be a cold Saturday. They'll be able to see a lot of the race from inside the town hall, which will be nice and warm.
So then when is it, and what is the schedule of events happening that day?
It is this Saturday, the 19th of January. We'll be getting together about 12:30 for a brief mushers meeting, and then we'll launch our first team at 1 o'clock.
Okay. A real quick disclaimer for people listening on Sunday, you just heard that is on Saturday. So if you're listening to the Sunday edition of the High School Show, it's already passed, but hopefully you're interested in what we're talking about here, because I think we're talking about a very interesting topic. So when did it all start, the Cub Run?
The Cub Run's history goes back a few years. Within the last decade, it's been run in various locations. We've been 2 years at Silver Creek Town Hall, and the town of Silver Creek has been very, very supportive. Local businesses have been very, very supportive. We've had donations from several local businesses.
Yeah, would you like to talk about some of
that? I would. We've had gifts given from Granite Gear, Seagram's Hardware, Holiday, Culver's, Harbor Insurance, Anderson's Greenhouse, Lake Bank, and Wintergreen in Ely. So we will have those kids, every kid. We have 21 this year. They will all receive a prize right down to the very last.
All right. So then you said you have 21 kids this year. How much has it grown then from when it first started?
Last year at Silver Creek, we had 10 little mushers. So we have more than doubled our entry this year.
So it's been getting very popular lately.
I think so. I think we've got a good location. It's great for spectators. You can watch the little teams make their way around the trail. And we have the comfort of the warm town hall and indoor bathrooms, which makes a world of difference.
Yeah, that'll make it a lot more fun to watch, for sure.
Especially when there's younger siblings who may need a little bit of change or something. It's good for the moms.
Mm-hmm. So aside from sponsors, is this completely volunteer run?
It is, all run by volunteers.
And are you still in need of any volunteers?
We are happy to have volunteers because we've got a mile and a half of trail. We'd love to have people out along that trail cheering for young mushers and ready to lend a hand should a dog team decide to chase off after a deer or something, or if a kid is frightened, needs a little help. Having extra hands out there never hurts. Like I said, we've got 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds going out. We've got a few kids, 12, 13, 14. They'll be very independent, but always good to have help out there for our younger mushers.
So if someone is interested in volunteering, how can they go about doing so?
Well, you could just show up about 12 o'clock noon at the Silver Creek Town Hall and check in with me or one of the other coordinators. And if you want to get in touch with me ahead of time, you're welcome to call me in the next couple of days. My local phone number is 834-7124.
All right. Sounds good. Hopefully you get some more volunteers because I know there's a lot of great events at Two Harbors that are volunteer run. So we have a lot of great people who are willing to volunteer
at
Two Harbors.
Yes, definitely we do.
So then let's talk about people who might be interested in running. So if there's a child that's interested in being part of the Cub Run, how can they get involved and do this in the future?
Well, coming and watching would be good. So you get an idea of what we're doing out there. There are a lot of local mushers who are always willing to help. It's the future of the sport, getting kids involved. So what you want to do is give your pet dog the idea of running forward and pulling, probably the absolute opposite of what you've told that dog to do all its life, which is not pull.
Yeah.
But they love to run and pull. So the number of ways to doing it, probably the easiest way is to get in touch with a local musher and seeing if that come March or April after the races are done, if they're still training puppies, which they usually are, if you could come out with your dog and chase a team down the trail for a little bit. Or if you could get two people out along a section of trail and have somebody call the dog and praise the dog for pulling the sled and the driver down the trail. And positive reinforcement is what it's going to take, and then slowly lengthen that trail. But if someone is interested, you've got my phone number. I can try to hook you up with a mentor, give you some hints on how to get going. But it is a lot of fun, and it's not a big, long run, so there's not a lot of physical conditioning to do for the dog, just to give the dog the idea of running forward and pulling.
Sounds good. So it seems like a lot of dog mushers would be open to just letting someone come along and, you know, when they're training and showing them how it's done?
Most of them are. Yeah, we'd have to contact the individual. Like I said, getting into springtime when things are a little more relaxed, they're not training for races. They themselves are training puppies and their runs are shorter. That's a good time to maybe get to talk to them and line things like that up.
Definitely. So one thing I also want to talk about is it's very, very, very cold outside. I knew it this morning just coming into the station. I'm actually having to wear a coat now. So what's the weather going to be like during the Cub Run?
Well, we're expecting Saturday a high of probably around 0 or 3 above. Northwest winds, they say, about 6-7 miles an hour. So it is going to be brisk. Last year we had a 40-degree day and sunshine. I think this year we're going to get some sunshine, but it is going to be cold. So yes, come prepared for some cold. And if you're planning to be out on the trail, you'll be out there for a good hour. And yeah, you want to be dressed. But Minnesotans know how to dress.
Oh, yeah. And then if somebody needed like a place to be warm, is there any sort of warming shack or building they can go into?
Yes, the town hall, Silver Creek Town Hall, will be open, will be heated. And as I mentioned before, we have indoor facilities. That always makes it more comfortable than in a porta pot.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a load of fun. And I think we've covered quite a bit of topics. But if somebody is listening and they want to learn more, something that hasn't been discussed, you want to give the people your contact information again?
Sure. Give me a call. My name is Liz, and I'm at 834-7124.
And then you guys have a website and a Facebook, if I'm correct, right?
The Bear Grease, beargrease.com is the website. And Facebook, I think you can link through the Bear Grease site, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and if you can just go on Facebook and search Bear Grease, I'm sure it'll pop up right away.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Liz.
Thank you very much, Jackson, for having me.
Yep. You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Arbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back.